My Dear Fiona by Frances Rosenfeld. Chapter 19, Ilverhoy. I had promised Denise I'd come to all the rehearsals, not knowing how many they were going to have. 3 hours in, watching the same performance fragments over and over, I was on the verge of losing my mind, and my bum was numb from sitting on stone. How much practice could you possibly need for an improv performance? That shows how much you know about theater, Denise commented, annoyed by the interruption, and turned around to face the cast. Let's take it from the beginning of the dance again. Oh, God, I don't think I can take another repetition of this dance. I know what you're thinking, Ethel, my sister hissed at me through her labored breath. If you have no appreciation for the arts, why don't you prop up that boulder? It's about to fall. Fall where? I thought, bewildered. We were in the middle of the street, and everything rested securely on its stone pavers. My sister ignored me and started her dance again, a very agitated choreography set on absolute silence, which was supposed to engender the emotional waves of a Wagnerian opera, but with no sound at all. The epic battle of the Vortulli, the Sea Mither's victory against the spirit of winter. Spring feels like a fierce battle in Orkney. Around the equinox, the island is battered by violent winds, storms, and raging waves for weeks, as nature fights to come back from the slumber of her endless winter nights. My sister finished her dance with a powerful banishing gesture, and Taron, that is her friend Neil, crumbled to the ground, defeated, in beautiful Greek theater fashion. I applauded to appease her, and she frowned at me, displeased. She wanted genuine appreciation. I'm not an art critic and couldn't offer pertinent commentary on her performance, so she scoffed and dismissed me, while making a swirly gesture with her finger above her head, to take it from the top. I left, sheepish, half embarrassed to be deemed unworthy of watching the performance and half relieved I don't have to see the Sea Mither make violent waves again, and nobody noticed my departure, engrossed as they were in the artistic emotions I was too dull to comprehend. I delved even deeper into the prose and went to the bistro to eat, an activity my sister deems Philistine in other people, me, specifically, while she devours unquantifiable amounts of food whenever hunger strikes. That was a good thing you did, miss, the front desk lady commented from behind me. Straw miss is not that big, eventually you're bound to run into someone you know. What do you mean? I asked. Keeping your sister busy. I had nothing to do with that, I hesitated. Well, she's got good friends then, the front desk lady didn't relent. Good friends who care about her, local friends, people who know better. Don't make light of this, miss. There are things in this world none of us understand, not even the smartest among us. Just because you haven't faced them yet, that doesn't mean you never will. I didn't know how to respond, so she changed the subject. She's a wonderful dancer, your sister, is she not? Yes, she is. I smiled at early memories of Denise twirling around the house, dressed in mom's evening gown, which dragged behind her in full royal fashion, pretending to be the fairy queen, or the snow queen. I can't remember which, exactly. It must have been the fairy queen. It was summer, and we left all the windows open to let in the breeze and the buttonbush fragrance. My sister has been dancing for as long as I can remember. Do you have any plans for the day? The lady asked. She seemed thrilled to serve as an unofficial island guide, and I was glad I followed her previous suggestion, so I answered. No, do you have any advice? Practice your instrument, miss. Your sister will be very cross with you if you mess up your performance. A promise made is a promise kept. Besides, look how focused she is on perfecting her craft. I could feel my jaw drop at the strange combination of words which put Denise, focus and dedication in the same sentence. Not everything is like it seems, the lady read my mind. We're not all made the same. You've got your bones, miss, and your sister's got her dance. She's very good at what she does. Yes, she is, I agreed. Denise was very open to her gift, not awkward, not afraid, not looking for validation from anyone. She carried our unusual heritage without reservations, and it seemed so effortless, despite her lamentations to the contrary. While mine revealed itself in dreams and visions, hers manifested in its entirety through her body, which was taken over by rhythms and music unseen and abandoned itself joyfully to the dance muses. Life becomes clear and understandable once you stop running on false expectations of what you should be and accept what you are. I finished my lunch and went back on location, only to notice the cast had finished the rehearsals for the day and was nowhere to be found. After looking for them in the neighboring streets and checking the harbor, just in case they took the ferry, I gave up hope of finding them and headed for John Street, in search of a bookstore that sells sheet music. The front desk lady's comment was still haunting my mind, and I knew she'd give me the third degree if I showed up later that day without following her advice. Truth be told, I'd promised Denise I would perform a piece from the local folklore, and hadn't looked for any suitable candidates yet. "Arise, thou gallant young warrior, rise, and dance with us now and forever. My damsels with music thine ear shall surprise, and sweeter immortal heard never." The melancholy story weaved mellifluously through the streets, in a soft maiden voice, so delicate I had to focus all my attention to listen to it. The song was about the story of Ylverhoy, featuring a young man wooed by enchanting elf maidens who was warned by his elven sister at the last minute to keep away, before he disappears with their lot, never to be seen again, like so many others before him. And nightingales, charm the sweet accents to hear, their notes with the melody blended. It is intoxicating, the song of the elf maidens, with its sweetness and promise of wonders. They offered the young man knowledge and powers beyond human comprehension. Who among men can resist such temptation, such beauty? Beware then, ye warriors, returning by night, from court, dressed in gold and in silver, beware how you slumber on Elver's rough height, beware of the witches of Elver. Ugh, he declined in principle, how tedious. The lore around elven encounters leans heavily on the side of tragic endings, but don't you just wish every now and then somebody says yes to learning the sacred runes, taming the wild bear and charming the red dragon who broods over gold? I see I was right about you, you've fallen under their spell, that's for sure, my conversation with the front desk lady continued in my head, long after our talk had ended. I can't help thinking, Fiona, about that dream of you entering the hill. And now I see it in quite a different light. Maybe the people around here are right that you're not just another girl. I kept browsing through bookstores in search of folk song sheet music. I found a good selection, picked a couple of songs and went back to the room to practice my ukulele, loud enough for the front desk lady to hear me. Later that evening, when I passed by her desk on my way out to meet my sister for dinner, she smiled and nodded her head approvingly. I'm still mortified by the thought of a public performance. She was right, for sure, we're all made differently, and I have not an ounce of Denise's showmanship and confidence. Denise didn't mention it over the phone, but when I got to the restaurant, the entire group welcomed me. They were already two beers in and in glorious spirits. What did you all do all day? I came back for you, but you were gone. I turned to my sister, who looked a bit distracted. We decided to rehearse at the Stones. It seemed appropriate somehow, she replied. Last time we went there, I felt inspired. So much for prudence and wise friends, I thought, and also good intentions, responsible behavior, maturity and boundaries. Well, she came back, and she looked all right, that's all that mattered.